Well, hello again. It's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. And hey, it's the weekend. Maybe Jesus will come back this weekend. Wouldn't that be great to see his lovely face? Wouldn't it? I hope you're waiting for him. Hope you're expecting him. All this week and part of last week as well, we were talking about the human nature of the Lord Jesus Christ, his mysterious constitution, his makeup. He's fully God and he's fully man. And we've been looking at how people hate this doctrine of the humanity of Jesus and, in fact, of the deity of Jesus. And his opponents always take the times where he's being a man on behalf of his people, like praying. Yeah, he did that on our behalf. And they point and say, he's not God. He's praying. God doesn't pray. And of course God doesn't pray, doesn't need to pray. But men need to pray, and Jesus represented us and gave us his perfect prayer life as our very own righteousness. And in a similar way, all of us need the perfect obedience to present to God. But let's face it, none of us have come close to being perfectly obedient to God. Have you? Come on, have you? Perfectly obedient. But you see, Jesus lived as our substitute and representative, and his total obedience is now reckoned to us, credited to us by simple faith. And his was the only perfect life that was ever lived. He was totally submitted to the Father. His will was totally subjected to the Father's will. And this is the lifestyle that as Christians we're all supposed to have. Oh yes, we want to have that. We'd love to have that, and we try to have that. We desire to have God first and foremost, but alas, it doesn't always work out that way, does it? But Jesus emptied himself of his divine prerogatives, and he became a servant and submitted his will to that of the Father and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Check it out, Philippians 2, 5-11. And the opponents of Christ's deity don't understand the glory of the gospel, and they point in every instance where Christ Jesus, as our substitute and representative, as a man, subjected himself to the Father and say, see, this man's not equal to God because he's in submission to God. Oh, they rise up like noisy, thankless children protesting that Jesus therefore cannot possibly be God. But they don't understand the gospel. And they try to argue that Christ, since he's subordinate, must therefore be a created being who had a beginning. And with great delight and salivating relish, they point to scriptures such as, not my will but thine be done. I seek not mine own will but the will of him who sent me. And on and on and on. Every time Jesus talking about, I came down from heaven not to do my own will but the will of him who sent me. But they don't understand. These critics don't understand the gospel. It was us who needed to do all that, and Jesus did it on our behalf. He was the only perfect human being, and he went to the cross, and he poured out his blood for sinners. And if you'll come to him, he'll save you. He's your only hope. Believe in him. Oh, what a firm foundation. Believe in him, and you'll be saved. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee, 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.